Okay, so once again, we are on Siman Yud Gimel, started the Gimel yesterday, Sif Beis, also known as page 48. Now, what happened here? There you go. Okay. So today we're going to learn an interesting halacha. Maybe many of you know this halacha, but we are, hopefully if we get to Gimel, which I hope we do, we'll learn a very interesting concept from it. Okay? But let's do base first. Im haya mitsuyasas kelchasa, if your four-cornered garment has the tzitzis that are supposed to be, as they are, it's done properly, all four corners, everything's good. So then, mutar lotzeis bal l'rishus harabim. So then you could go out with such a beged, with such a garment, with the four tzitzis, to a public thoroughfare, out to Robertson Boulevard. And bein talis katan, bein talis kol. Whether we're talking about a talis katan, right, a tzitzis like we call it, or a talis, a big talis. So you would say, well, let's keep on going. I'll say, afilu, and even bisman hazeh ein lanu tcheles. Even now, when we don't have tcheles, still you'll be allowed to do that because, as we learned before, we're learning now also, is that the tcheles and the lavan, the tcheles and the white, are not ma'akev, do not hold back each other. If you have one or the other, it doesn't blow your mitzvah. So, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you look in hay, tcheles, the hal kaimelon, because the halacha is, we hold tcheles for lavan e ma'akev zezeh. Right, the tcheles and the blue and the white of the tzitzis, the way it's supposed to be, do not hamper one another. Deksiv urisem oso, right? We just said in Shema and Mariv, you should see it. It doesn't say osam. If it would be that you should see the tzitzis as properly constituted, it should be osam. You see the white and the blue. Torah doesn't say that. Akol chada v'chada mashma. So it seems from the pasuk, the pasuk is indicating that you see each one separately, and that's why we could wear tzitzis. So that's the chiddush saying we can wear tzitzis out if it's done properly. You can wear tzitzis out in Rosh Hashanah. It's not really the whole shebang. Answer is, but that's what the Torah says. So it happens to be there's a disagreement about that. This is the way the Mechaber is learning. But you know, certain people like briskers, they don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos because they hold, we don't have tcheles. I don't know what they do with the modern day tcheles. In other words, if they hold of it, then they should wear tzitzis on Shabbos. But be that as it may, let's just go according to the way the Mechaber is saying that you could wear the tzitzis out to Rosh Hashanah. Now, so one chiddush we see so far is you could wear tzitzis on Shabbos as long as they're done properly, even though we don't have tcheles. Okay, so that's a chiddush. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Dalet, going back one, you'll see another chiddush. Dalet. Mutar latzeh, so you're allowed to go out with tzitzis, if they're done properly, on Shabbos. So again, you'd say, what's the chiddush? Of course. So the answer is no, it's not so simple because we don't have tcheles. We don't have tcheles. But here's the other chiddush. Afilu belaila. And you can wear the tzitzis out, you know, your talis katan, even at night, the lavzman tzitzis hu. Nighttime is not the time of tzitzis. Right? We had a whole discussion about that, but that's the way we come out. So really at night, it's not the time of tzitzis. So you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Mishum. So, but still, you don't have to take off your tzitzis right at sunset, right? And I imagine we'll have all these people taking off their tzitzis at sunset in shul, or walking to shul without them in the afternoon, I don't know, whatever. Answer is, no, we don't do that. But wait a second. If it's not the time of the mitzvah tzitzis, it's nighttime. So again, tomorrow night, in Meretz Hashem, we go out after davening, after Marv, it's dark outside. It's definitely Shabbos. So how can you wear your tzitzis? Right? How can you do that? So look at this answer. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because Chazal said, the Mishum, the Noi Hu Leveged. Because it's a beautification of the garment. Beautification of the garment. So this is very interesting. Again, we don't want to get into it right now. That, again, I could understand that. I can understand that if you're wearing a talus. And, has the strings out, so it looks nice, But we wear, tomorrow night, we wear our tzitzis under our garment, right? So you really see it. So the answer is that it's for you. It looks nicer. Right? You have tzitzis, right? So again, it's a very interesting concept that even though we learned yesterday that if the tzitzis are pasul, you can't wear it on Shabbos, exactly. Because then it'd be considered like you're carrying, because the tzitzis are not null to the garment. They're considered important. But still, if they are done right, it's considered like, it looks nice, So that's an interesting interplay there.
Since we don't wear tzitzis at night, can a person wear a four-cornered garment at night?
No. So okay, it's because it's muscle, yeah.
You just don't get credit for the mitzvah.
Correct. Okay, let's go back upstairs to the Mechaber, or actually to the Ramah. So you can wear tzitzis out to Rosh Hashanah, even though we don't have tchelas, and even though if it's a talis katan under your shirt, all good. Ramah says, "Rak shlo yehei munach lo al k'seifav." You could go out with the tzitzis as long as it's not on your shoulder. You know, like sometimes people fold up things and they put it on their shoulder and carry it. So you shouldn't have, let's say, you can imagine like a talus, right? So that talus over there is folded up. So, I just put it on my shoulder. So that would be no good. Why? So look at the Mishnah Berurah Vav. Al k'seifav, as long as it's not on your shoulders. The az lo havak takshit. Because then it's not an ornament, it's a burden. You're carrying it. Because this is not the way that you wear it during the week. You don't fold something, right? And that's not the way to wear it during the week. And therefore, but if you do have it covering most of your body, remember we saw that before? That a talus, tzitzis, talus kol, has to cover the majority of your body. So again, if you have it on your shoulders, but it's covering most of your body, right? Like say the way we wear our talus, right? Might be go on your shoulders, right? Then you fold it up over your shoulders, but still it covers most of your body, so then it would be okay. Okay, good. Now here comes the important part. Look at the Ramah. The Ramah goes further and he says, we leave the talis on its status, on its chazakah. Shuhu mitsuyesis kelchasa. That we the tzitzis on your talis are kosher, that they're wrapped and done properly, and on Shabbos you don't have to check your tzitzis before you go out wearing them. In other words, I would think that every time you go out on Shabbos, right, you go out Friday night, you go out Shabbos morning, you go out Shabbos afternoon, so you should have to check the tzitzis each time, because after all we're talking about Shabbos, and if they're not good, so then you're Chas v'Shalom being Mechal Shabbos. So you should check it each time. So therefore the Ramah says, no, that you don't, You don't have to check it every time. We assume, right, you all know what a chazaka is. There's a status, there's an assumed status that the tzitzis were good, they're still good.
This applies to both the telescopes and the telescope.
Correct. So look at the Mishnah, right. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Zion, Kohen Sheit Sebo. So the Machaber said you do not have to check it before you go out in it. So, right. Kivan Shabbatko Baboker, Be'esha Hayam Avarach Alvisha, Vim Sushlem, since you checked them in the morning, right, either Friday night or Shabbos morning, well, we'll see. So in Ragel Lifasek Bezman Muakazeh, tzitzis don't normally snap in that short period of time. So we checked in the morning, so it was a few hours ago. We assume it's still okay. V'afilu hisira meantime. And even, as you can see, the Magen Avraham says that even if you took it off in the meantime, still we assume, you know, they checked it a little while ago, so, or not even a little while ago, a few hours ago, in the morning, it's still good. Mulchach misa. So the Chofetz Chaim says, it seems from this, the b'Shabbos gam kein tzarich livdok katzitzis. V'chein kasa olak b'rusha v'olam ein yisharm ezeh. So you checked it Friday morning, so I could wear my talis katan Shabbos. But how about my talis? Checked it yesterday. But it seems from the Mechaber that you should check it in the morning. Check them in the morning. Or your talis katan also. Check it in the morning. Because you should check in the morning. So, to make sure that it's still okay. So the way it's coming out now, it would seem that we have to check our talis katan, right? Because you're going to wear that in a public thoroughfare. So check talis katan Shabbos morning before you wear it. So he, as you could see, the Chofetz Chaim says, look in the Bir Halacha. So you could see it's a very lengthy Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, the first one, Kodem Sheitzibel. But if you look at the next page, page 49, at the end of the Bir Halacha, you can see there's a little line, but go two lines above from that. So the bottom line, the Chofetz Chaim says, V'anachon, the best thing is, Shebiyom Erev Shabbos, Kodem, Biyom Erev, I don't know what's going on with my reading today. Shebiyom Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the best thing to do is on Friday. Yivdok HaTalis Be'es Hanachaso Be'atik Shalom. You should check the talis, your big talis, when you're putting it away Friday morning, tomorrow morning. When you put your talis away, check it. Or I do the same thing on Friday when I'm changing into my Shabbos clothes. Check the talis katan. Check your talis katan. The azli, it's dark leaf dog with Shabbos. Then you won't have to check it on Shabbos. K'moshe pasuk amal gavron la'el, simen ches, ayin sham. So that's the best thing to do. Tomorrow, right? It's a Bereshit, we're learning this. On a Thursday evening. That you should check your tzitzis before Shabbos. That way, we don't assume anything happened to them in a day. And Rav Moshe Zeichel Tzadok has a tshuva like this. He says like a day or two even, he says. It's not likely that something's going to happen. Something's going to happen in such a short period of time. Moshe says a day or two. So again, so the best thing to do is tomorrow, let's say, before you put your talis away, if you have only one, you're wearing the same talis on Shabbos and during the week, so check it tomorrow morning, and then you won't have to check it Shabbos morning. When you put on your tzitzis after you're getting ready for Shabbos, so again, when you're putting on your tzitzis, check them, and that way, those tzitzis, you will not have to check Shabbos morning or any time during the Shabbos day when you go out with them. You don't assume anything happened in that short of period of time.
Moshe said you could even check it Thursday morning.
Right, right. But again, I think it's better to do like the Mishnah Berurah. Again, if you forgot and it was 2 days or something like that, it's not a problem. I could just tell you, like, based upon what he said before, and he said a few times that if you leave it in the towel bag, it usually does, nothing happens to it. So you might notice after Shabbos, I fold up my talus and I check it, separate them and check them. And that way, hopefully, it's still good by next Shabbos. And then every year of Shabbos, and then I put away, you know, I have a Shabbos talus, Baruch Hashem. And so then I don't assume anything happened to it, you know, while it's in the talus bag, you know, even though it's a week. But still, no, you know, I'm leaving it alone. So that's what I do for my Shabbos talus. Right, I know, that's a problem we have, and we discussed that before, that somebody every week is not checking the shul's talisim, but it's, one of the many things we miss. Okay, let's go on to Gimel. Okay, so we got, Im noda lo b'Shabbos, if it becomes known to you on Shabbos, keshehu b'Karmelis, when you're in a Karmelis, now everybody, right, knows what a Karmelis is. Karmelis is not Robertson Boulevard. It's a Rishus Rabbah. Karmelis is a area that's not enclosed by walls, but it's not frequented by so many people. I don't know about the alley, if it's when we were out there, when we were diving out there, I don't know. But it's amazing. I thought nobody goes back there. But anyways, it's still not like Robertson Boulevard. It's not even like one of the regular, the side streets, right? It's an alleyway. Definitely. I don't know, that might even, let's not go there. But anyways, so let's say you're even in a Karmelis, right? You're not in a public thoroughfare. You're in a Karmelis. Now it becomes known to you, Shatalis Shalda Puzzle, Chas V'Shalom, it gets, somebody tells you, now we're going to talk about whether somebody should tell you, but it becomes known to you, I don't know, you look, you see that your tzitzis are Taka Puzzle. Your tzitzis are Puzzle. So then, lo yisrena me'olav, next page, shi'agili beso. Don't take off the talus until you get home, to your home, or wherever you're going, that's a private place. Why? Very interesting concept. The gadol kavod abrios, respect for dignity of a human being is huge, it's important, it's gadol, is important. So again, now, we might not appreciate it, but we should. So then, you used to walk around with tzitzis or walk around with a talus. Now again, when we're talking about chutzlars, there's other factors, you know, walk around with a talus, you know, like, lemaisa, we're in galus, and we have to remember we're in galus. So there are a number of gedolim that say you shouldn't walk around with the talus out, you know, like, you know, you're egging on the goyim. Now, the problem is we don't appreciate that. And we think, you know, home of the free and the land of the brave or, you know, or whatever. But Maisa, we're in Golos. We shouldn't lose track of that or lose sight of that. Very, very important. But again, let's say in Eretz Yisrael or let's say your Talis Katan. So if you have to take it off, and take it off and post. And also, well, let's say you put it down, you know, or whatever. Or on a hydrant or something, not on the floor. On top of a fence or, you know, whatever. As long as it's not Rosh Hashanah. So, again, that would be a besmirchment of person's honor, to walk around without a tzitzis, you know. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that this is applies across the board, whether big tiles or little tiles. We talk about this idea of kavod abrios. Now, this is going to be very important because kavod abrios branch out into other areas of halacha also. So, but what the mechaber is saying right now is something very important. If you're in a karmelis means you're carrying in a place that you're not allowed to carry midrabanan. So then the mechaber is explaining to us that this concept of kavod abrios overcomes, obviates something, an iser derabanan. Nisa Derabbanan. Next week in Meir Hashem we'll see. Oh no. After Hanukkah we'll see. After Hanukkah we'll see. How about a Nisa Deraisa? Now again, this is important because it gets into other cases besides just sitzes, but we'll have to see that later. Okay, Ashkoch, everyone.